There's an old hymn that contains the line, "His only design, our dross to consume and our gold to refine." God is a refiner. He puts us in hot situations to burn off the dross so that the pure gold of his Son can come forth in us. Not something we enjoy, but the end result is well worth a little passing discomfort, unless, of course, you aren't interested in what happens in eternity. God plans for that, you see. He plans for eternity. That time when you and he will be one and you will reign and rule with him according to what you've done with your time here. Now there's a thought. You aren't just in God's waiting room. What if when we get there you're simply asked why you didn't press into everything he wanted to give you? I talked about it before. No condemnation, just a question. There's measure and fullness available. And I sense I need to press this issue. There's measure and there's abundance available. There's 30, 60, 100-fold available. Remember the two pathways and the two staircases? He never forces or coerces us. He always gently leads us. That is, if we're willing to follow. He's always asking us if we want more of him. Doesn't compute to the religious mind, but it does to those in an intimate relationship with him. He's asking you again today. There's so much more you can have, you know. The kingdom, I've given it to you. Son, all I have is yours. Will you receive it? Will you come into everything I planned you should have from the foundation of the earth? It's possibly time to forget everything you've understood up to this point and launch yourself into an adventure so great, so vast, so blue, so you. The possibilities are limitless. You remember that poem too, don't you? Limitless possibilities. You serve a God and Father who is not only willing but wants you to have everything he is and has. That must arouse a certain degree of passion in you. If not, perhaps this will. It's an extract from a prophetic word in Graham Cook's CD series, Favour. And it goes like this. It is my intention to personalise my grace in such a way that you become empowered in specific areas of your life so that rapid growth is the norm. I give you favour so that you may know that you have special consideration for my intentional desire to take place, even in the ordinary things of life. I am indulging myself so that you will become highly confident towards me. Look to me, look to me, look to me. I have given you permission to dream and to make requests for specific issues, problems, situations and circumstances. Favour is now being actively promoted by the Holy Spirit and equally contested by the enemy. Favour is permission to ask, seek and knock in the sure and certain knowledge that God will say yes. Your life, therefore, is about getting to yes. I will take your favour into a high and deep place of confidence in my goodness so that a greater faith anointing can begin to grow in you. In this place of my indulgence, I will teach you to stand in the place of my desire. Your favour means that you will stand in my presence and hear my heart saying, yes. I will teach you to make a new beginning in the place of my victory over the enemy of your soul. I will develop in you the capacity to receive favour from people around you. You will come to bask in my desire for you. I will indulge myself in your heart, your mind, and your life. My desires shall be made known, and they shall become your dreams. I'll leave you with that thought. You could just have experienced God right there, right then. Why not take a few moments to write out that prophecy and think and pray about it? Because it's for you, beloved.